Thanks again for helping me in, Professor. I feel so horrible for distracting you from your busy schedule. And I honestly can't think of what I would have done if you hadn't shown up. You always... Oh, that? I mean, I just locked the door. My neighbor, walks around drunk, and sometimes she stumbles into the wrong apartment, but enough about her. Let me get you that drink I promised you. And you're sure you just wanted water, right? I can't entice you into anything else? Not that I have alcohol or anything in my apartment, of course. I'm not that kind of girl. A college student more interested in finding the hottest party than the pursuit of knowledge has no place in my class. Your own words from the first day. I mean, I suppose I remember a lot of things you say. I just have a knack for remembering important things. I still laugh when I think about how badly you shut down that idiot Carter when he was trying to heckle you that one time. Third day of class, I believe? Yeah, he's always been a nuisance, hasn't he? I've always hated how he interrupted your words or tried to ridicule you. Not that he ever succeeded, of course. He's a fool, and you, Professor, you've always been such an amazing... you're just so inspiring and motivating and handsome and so kind to me. Water. sorry. Right. How can I forget? Just one second. I should let you know that you won't have to worry about Carter being a distraction in your class anymore. I heard he's moving away. Far, far away. Isn't that pleasant news? Now we won't have any more chatter from him and his peanut gallery in the back. I can just focus more on, you know, your words and your class and your voice. Here's your water. Sorry for the wait, I just had to prepare it. No, drink up, please. It was no hassle, I promise. Yep. Every last drop. Good, right? Weird. Did it taste funny? I guess the water here is strange sometimes. But it goes down smooth, I promise you. Here, I'll take that glass. Now then, could I offer you something to eat? Oh, you've got to go. To your girlfriend's house. I wasn't aware you had a girlfriend. How careless of me. Sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm just clumsy and I get frazzled sometimes and I didn't know that you had a first aid kit? Oh, I am bleeding. Such a pretty red. Right, the first aid kit. It's in the pantry in the kitchen. No, I'll get it. No, please. Professor, please. I'll get it. Don't go in there, please. Don't! Professor. You weren't supposed to see that. Not yet, anyway. Not until you knew. Who is that? That's Carter, of course. And he's like that because he disrespected you. No one disrespects my professor, after all. I hate the thought of this spoiled little boy speaking back to you of all people when you are so kind to teach us every day. Where are you going? What do you mean, Professor? Why do you want to go? I did this for you, don't you understand? He's a menace, and the world, our world together, would be much better without him. Now, Professor, surely you don't mean that. I'm sure you're just frazzled. You get frazzled too, see? Yet another thing we have in common. We're practically perfect for each other. No, that's no use, I assure you. The door won't unlock unless I want it unlocked, and well, if I'm being honest, I'm happy with you right where you are. Though you could be a little closer if I'm being really honest. Come, Professor, you should not be so frantic, especially with what's coursing through your system right now. I might have gone a little overboard with the drugs, but, well, I had to make sure it would work, you know? I finally have you here, after all, and I couldn't waste this one shot. That's a good professor. Sit down. Your hair has fallen in your face. Here, let me get that for you. Oh, you're every bit as soft and smooth as I thought you would be. I admit, I had always imagined our first time this close would be under sweeter circumstances, but being with you is all that matters now. You'll see that soon, one day too, Professor. Being here with me, being mine, is all that matters. Now then, why don't you sleep for a while? Tuck you in nice and cozy. I'm sure you're feeling pretty tired right about now, right? I should have you out for a few hours, which should be long enough for me to find out about the supposed girlfriend of yours. Mm-hmm. Aren't you excited, Professor? We're so much closer to being together now. This is the happiest I've been in years, ever since that first time we met, years ago. Don't you remember? Well, how about I tell you when you wake up, and I'll go make sure your supposed girlfriend won't bother us, okay? Good night, Professor. Sweet dreams, my love. Such soft hair. It's growing back out again, too. You'll probably want to get it cut, but I hope you don't. I've always preferred you with longer hair, even if it has been years since you last had. Oh. Good morning, Professor. Easy. Easy. It didn't run its way through your system all the way just yet. I'd ask you if you slept well, but I know you did. You slept as peaceful as a baby. And why not? You're here on my bed, in my room, right beside me. What could possibly be better than this? Oh, those? Well, those are a necessary precaution. They're not too tight, but I don't really like them either, if I'm being honest, but I'm sorry, they have to stay on. Just for now, okay? Just until you're just wear them for now, okay, my love? I promise it will be better soon. It's just Saturday morning, sir. No, of course I didn't do anything to you, Professor. What kind of girl do you think I am? Look, I mean, I know how all of this looks, but it's not like I'm it's not like I'm dangerous, okay? I'd never, ever do anything to hurt you or take advantage of you like that or anything, okay? I know it's hard to believe when you're tied up like this, but you'll just have to trust me. The thing is, Professor, You just don't know yet. And when you do, when you hear everything here in my heart, and when you feel everything I have to give to you, you'll understand. Until then, you're just gonna have to trust me and lay still. You're still woozy, I'm sure. I might have given you too much. I'm sorry, I'm new to this, you know? But maybe woozy is better. For now. It gives you more time to listen and understand before you decide to do something we both might regret. What? Your girlfriend? I'm sorry. I hate hearing that phrase. You know? No. It's okay. I understand. That's what you know her as for now. Well, she's fine, if that's what you're wondering. I went to your place to introduce myself. It felt a little strange, you know, entering your house through the front door with the keys and all, but it also felt so, so very right. I guess I should start getting used to that feeling, though, now, right? Just promise me something, okay, Professor? You can never, ever call her your girlfriend again, okay? That would upset me, and sometimes, when I get upset, I do things I regret. Sorry, where was I? I went to go meet her to see what this woman could possibly be like. Calm down, Professor, she wasn't home. Which is a real shame, because I really, really wanted to meet her. What could she possibly have that I don't have, you know? What could she possibly be for you that I would be better at? I did a bad thing. I saw her pictures everywhere, and it made me... I might have made a mess. I cleaned it up the best I could, I promise. Not as good as the other times I had to clean up the messes in your house. Those times I'd visit you away to take little keepsakes to remember you by. Don't look at me like that. Your business conferences would be so long, and waiting was too difficult. I promise I didn't do anything weird, I just kept your bed warm and made sure your clothes were sorted and that they fit. I'm gushing. I just get so nervous around you. Anyway, I saw she wasn't there, and her pictures were up on your wallet for some reason, so I took them down. I took out everything of hers, actually. It just didn't belong there, you know? Besides, there's plenty of room now for us to put up our pictures, you know? Speaking of, how do you think I look? Your silence says everything. I'm surprised it's still fit, to be honest. It's been a while since I last had to put on my Catholic schoolgirl uniform. The skirt goes up a little higher now than it used to, but... Well, I won't tell if you won't tell. It'll be our little secret, okay? But you don't recognize it, do you? That's okay. By the end of this, you will. I promised you last night that I'd tell you where we really first met. I've been wanting to tell you for years now. Practicing night after night how I'd make my confession. Lying here next to you in my bed, your body so warm against mine, your cheeks so soft under my fingers. It's almost perfect. Do you mind if I make it a little more perfect, Professor? is better. God, your sons. Those shirts I would take in your cologne, I borrowed. They don't stand up to the real thing. Professor, may I? I'll tell you, I promise, just this close, after waiting all this time, I need to, okay? Just, here, please, God, just, please, let me. It was nearly 10 years ago today. I was still in middle school. I had a difficult life. My father left, and my mother was never there, and her boyfriends always were. I never let them, but it was getting harder and harder to keep them away. It was raining the night I decided I couldn't keep fighting anymore. I had too much, so I decided that after school I hold my hand, Professor. Please. I thought it'd be easy reliving that night, but it's not. Your fingers are so warm against my cheek, against my jaw, and my neck. Lower, please. God, yes, there. You can hold them, squeeze them, please. They're yours, after all. They always have been. No, don't stop. I'll keep going. There were so many cars on the road, and rain was falling in sheets, I figured it'd be easy to get lost in the chaos. I don't know how long I stood on the sidewalk. Professor, don't stop. But I knew just a few steps into the road, and it'd all be over. I wouldn't have to fight anymore. I could finally be at peace. I didn't know it then, as I stepped onto the asphalt, but not only would that be the day I died, but it would be the day I would be reborn. Hold on. There we go. That shirt was just getting in the way anyway. Doesn't my skin feel so much better than fabric? No? That look in your eyes seems to say otherwise. Can I kiss you again? You are just as sweet and pure as I always knew you'd taste. Not quite perfect, not yet, but we're getting there. I walked. Step, 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 and I turned towards the cars. My eyes were closed, so I never saw where you came from. I heard tires screech, and I could see the bright lights through my eyelids, and then warm. A warmth unlike anything I'd ever felt before in my life. It was the bright heat of being reborn. It was that same warmth I'd spend the rest of my life chasing. You tackled me out of the way just in time to save me, but not fast enough to save yourself. I expected the greatest pain I ever felt, but instead felt the white heat of salvation, and though I didn't understand it then, I was remade. In that moment, I became yours. I was wearing the same outfit, this one, when you saved me. Give me your hand. Before, you see, the skirt went all the way down to here. Now, though, it goes higher, all the way up to here. Can you feel that, Professor? How hot it is. Here. Higher still. God. Right there. Yeah. Don't move your fingers. Let me move against them. God. Can't you feel it? Can you feel my love? What about now when I slide my panties over? Jesus! You're touching me. It's you. It's real. It's my love, and his hand is on now. In me. Please. Yes. Please. You said something to me when we waited for the ambulance. Do you remember? You wouldn't let go the whole time. You were so worried that I was the one who was hurt. You almost didn't seem to notice what happened to your legs. You held me so close, and you said you had me. You said you wouldn't let go until the hurting stopped. You said you wouldn't leave, even when I began to cry. You said you'd stay as long as I needed you. You still have me, don't you, Professor? You can feel it. And here, all of that is yours. The healing never fully stopped, and the tears never really stopped falling, and I never stopped needing you. That's why I'm here, don't you understand? That's why I'm yours. That's why I dedicated my life to loving you. Because you're mine. God, I have to cover my mouth. Close. So close, but not like this, not yet. I can't. I want my first time with you to be special. I want it to be together. Here, let me finish taking our clothes off. We're getting close now, and it has to be as pure as possible. I'm gonna start up here with your lips, and I'm gonna keep kissing you until I get to right where I want to be. The doctor said you wouldn't remember me. They also said you wouldn't walk again, but look at you now. They also said no visitors past 6. That I shouldn't leave every time you woke up. That I shouldn't touch you while you were asleep. But their rules were for normal people. What we had was far beyond that. Your scent, it's so manly. So intoxicating. It's making me think things and feel things I've never felt before. Lying there asleep, I told you things that I spent the last 10 years mustering the courage to tell you. That it was my time to protect you. That it was my turn to hold you. That you'd have me as long as you needed me, and that I was grateful that you did. I never got a proper chance to tell you just how thankful I was that you saved me that night. So now, with your manhood so ready and proud and big, please let me thank you properly. No, love, not yet. Save it. Save all of that tasty seed for somewhere else, okay? Because it's time for things to finally be perfect. Lay back. Yeah, I can do this. I've been waiting for this all of my life. And now, here on top of you with my pussy dripping and your cock aching, it's time. Time to finally have you, and I can't. I brought myself here, and now I can't just take it from you. It wasn't meant to be like this. I can't force it out of you. I need to know. I need to feel that what we're about to do. This is a sacred promise we're about to make to each other. And it isn't because you're tied down. Here, okay, I'm untying your bonds now. I'm here, you're free, and I still want you just as badly as I always have. But it's up to you now. I can take everything else, but this, my virginity, you have to take that. Professor, my love, I... Please. Slowly. I've never had anything other than your hairbrush. I know, but when you mentioned in class that you lost it, I nearly came right then and there. But you've forgiven everything else. You can forgive that too. No. Please. I'm yours to take. Yes, God. You're so big. I never thought I would. God. Deeper. Please. All of it. Oh, God. I feel so stretched. I feel so full. I feel so complete. Just hold me here, okay? Let me get used to it. No, I'm ready. I'm yours. So take me however you want. I please. God, I can't believe it's you. It's real, and it's you. And oh God. Oh my God. This is perfect. This is everything. God, it's never felt so good before. It's everything I hoped it would be. You're perfect. Just like I knew you would be, Professor. I'm so close. I'm almost. Please, yes, with me. With me. In me. All of it. In me. Yes. Feel all of it in me. This is where I was meant to be. Can you feel it? This is right. This is what I was made for. To be right here, held by you, with you like this, and all of that heat, that perfect heat inside of me. Professor, I want you to know I love. Oh, you still have your phone? Right. No, I'll get it. I'll get it. You stay right here in me. Looks like it's the girl you used to call your girlfriend. I'm going to say hello. You won't mind, will you? Now that you're mine and all. Good professor. Hello? No, you've got the right number. Yes, he's right here. Still inside of me. Who am I? I'm the only person he's ever truly loved. And you're his only mistake. No, I think you need to listen. This man, this perfect, flawless hero of a man, was never yours. If you ever try to contact him again, I'll make sure you pay the full price for pretending to have him for as long as you did. What was that? Sorry, it's so hard to make sense of what you're saying. I should see what I'm saying is turning him on. And I can feel him getting hard inside of me again. There he is. He's ready. So remember, this man is mine. And you live only because of my courtesy. Don't test how thin my patience is. Now say goodbye, Professor. Good boy. Bye now. You are making me feel pretty wild, Professor. I've never felt this damn good before. And we'll be together forever. Just like we've always wanted. Isn't that right, Professor?